had gone. I knew he had gone too far when he tore out my heart. My boyfriend was pissed because I was fucking my wife again, and it made everybody uneasy, like a cop with his gun drawn. What with the steam pouring out from under the thin gap of the bedroom door, you couldn't see a damn thing in the whole house. Everybody was careening off every other body as we all scrambled to get some cold water to splash on our hot faces. "Where are all the damn faucets?" I yelled, sweeping my arms through the thick billows of sweat. All the windows and door frames were swollen, stuck in closed positions, unopenable, inoperable, uncooperative. I pressed my face up against the slightly cooler window. Pain kids outside on the street pointed and laughed. "Look at the red-faced man," they jeered. We would all be stuck in the sweltering apartment forever, at least until something just blew apart, swelled beyond belief and restraint, or until one of us just broke a window with our fists, shattering the illusion of transparency with a spray of shards and blood. But it wasn't gonna be me. I'd already broken my hand twice, punching concrete walls, trying to squash the anger I didn't understand. I think I'll just throw this chair. It had been a while, but spring was so urgent, with colorful stuff pushing out and crowding into the spare New York real estate. It's a relief and a terror to live in a place where even spring is compromised by its encroachment of space. The diminishing views, the temper of sweat, the fist in the palm, the gleam of the flesh. "Where's that chair?" The billowing clouds of sweat were so thick that people were floating high up to the low ceiling. You could discern nimbus, cumulus, and cirrus clouds under the prone bodies, but before the sweat could rain down, a horizontal strike of lightning started the dense smog on fire. It was over quick. Because in New York, every summer, every apartment is on fire inside. Sweaty heat is so close, moving us all together onto the streets and fire escapes. But I'm smelling flowers more than I ever did. Smashing my face into delicate blossoms, snorting up their aromas loudly and moving on to a different flower smell. Fragrance. Fragrance is so intimate. Intimate like the sweat of flowers, like the sweat that mixes with the perfume and colognes that skip down our bodies. Do you feel that heat? It's like the air was on fire. And did you notice how quiet it is in the living room now?